This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into a rainy Friday edition of Sports Talk. We are here at the Thibodeau Regional Health Systems Wellness Center previewing week zero of the season. Nicholls State going to be in action. First game of the college football season. Pretty exciting stuff right here in Thibodeau, man. Going to be featured, too, on the national stage.
ESPN2, 12 noon tomorrow. Right here in Thibodeau, and we're at the Wellness Center of Thibodeau Regional Medical Center. And over a million people have come here. This place only been open like about 4 years, and it's over a million people that have visited. They got the Wellness Center here, and this unbelievable facilities here. They've also added on in the back. Steve, you didn't get to see it. I'll go take you if you want. They got beach volleyball back there, what? Tennis courts, you name it. They have a deal on 7-on-7. They play. Actually have a stadium that you can go sit down and watch. So, yeah, it's all really good. Greg Stock will tell you about, man, when they put the saying in for the first time, because he wanted it regulated. Like you would that you could play college tournaments here, in which they have for the Southland Conference. They got to put about 8 different kind of sands in the sand deal for the beach volleyball.
Man, so how do you maintain that?
You'd have to talk to Greg about that. He's got a lot more knowledge about that sand than I do. Also, too, man, the water facilities here, they have had tournaments here for as you train to, be a swimmer.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right around the corner here.
Awesome stuff. I feel like every time I'm coming down here to
see you learn
show
something.
With you, it's like something new is sprouting up.
See, you learn something. And right around us here, they have a big facility where you can go, and they do different things. They have functions and all. I never forget the first time when they after they built it, Jen Hale and I, we were here for the function. And Jim was, Mike, where is it at? I keep walking back and forth. I was like, no, it's right here. And super facilities here, and to see the phase two, and actually have plans to add on to it since. But at one time, and Archie Manning can tell you, this was nothing but cane field. They actually practice here with the Saints. And that year, man, it rained every afternoon.
Really?
And they had skeeters come out of that cane field that could have picked you up and took you away. I mean, they, and there's a certain few times of the year, everybody got the roaches around their homes.
Sure.
But down here, we only just have the infantry. We got the airborne division. And when you cut that cane, and boy, the airborne ones come out. They all over. And so you play football, after you cutting the cane, and man, they flying all around because they attracted to the lights.
Makes sense.
And so Brooke Kirchhoffer does a game here. St. James plays Lutcher. And so she's out there, and she said, "Mike, I don't know what's flying around my head." I was like, "I don't want to tell you because you're not going to want to go back." And she was like, "Tell me." I said, "No, it's the friendly cockroach." She said, "No, that's on the ground." I said, "Oh, no, we got the airborne division here," and they really do. But this is unbelievable facilities here in Thibodeau, and to see the recognition Nicholls State is getting to play that opener against Incarnate Word, they are – were voted the team to beat in the Southland Conference, the number one team in the Southland. And quick story, first time I ever saw Cam Ward was on that field that we just south of, and his uncle drives a truck. And so you heard me talking. He, you know, face-wise, one thing. The voice, I can't hide that.
Right.
And he was like, "You like to tell you?" I was like, "Yeah, man." And so he's like, "Man, I listen to you. I drive a truck here, drive a truck. Okay. I want to introduce you to my nephew." I was like, "Okay." And he comes over, and it's Cam Ward. Ends up being the first overall pick in the draft. First time I saw him and he was here, actually Nicholls ended up winning that game. It was a wild shootout game. That defense was El Lazio.
Did Cam Ward play in that game?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, did he play? And, you know, so we leave in the field, and I told Rebo's happy. I was like, "Man, I'll give you something to get happy about. I don't think you're going to have to play this dude again." And he looks at me and said, "Okay." I said, "I hope not." And he didn't actually have to play him again. He stayed one more year, and then he went to Washington State.
Right.
And we met up at the Manning Passing Academy, him and I, man. We talked for I don't know how long. And then he says, "I'm coming out for the draft." And then he changed his mind. He went to Miami of Florida. Ends up, you know, being a big-time ball player at Miami of Florida and first overall pick. And from watching him play, you know, he's a player in the NFL.
We'll get to see him a little later in the Saints season.
All I know is he ain't sitting. He's playing.
Right.
Yeah, he ain't got no clipboard in his hand. Yeah, he's the starter for the Titans. I ain't got much around him, poor dude. He might get beat up pretty good. Now, Ridley, Calvin Ridley can play. I mean, you know, we've seen that before, but I feel for him because he's going to be sitting in some ice tubs
need that protection.
On Sunday afternoon. I can tell you that.
Looking at that, we mentioned also the Saints in action for their preseason finale. Going to be taking on the Denver Broncos. Noon kickoff in the Caesars Superdome. You can hear it on WWL Saints Radio. And, man,
y'all starting early tomorrow, what, 8 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, 8 a.m. we'll be in the dome.
Get your coffee ready.
First take, and then after that, the Cajun Cannon will drop by for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff, 10 a.m.
Yeah, he's going to be ready. 10 a.m., yeah, that's about right.
We definitely all prefer the, like, 3 o'clock kickoffs. You got a little more time to wake up.
Yeah, but, you know, he's gotten to get up early like that to go to the practices.
Right, exactly.
So it's his routine for the Cannon.
Looking at, you know, the Saints made a trade for a wide receiver. They were also rumored from Diana Rossini from The Athletic was saying they were in the market for a running back. Well, the running back did get traded today, Mike, but not to the Saints. The Commanders sent Brian Robinson Jr. to the Washington Commanders for a 2026 sixth-round pick. So
that's not the dude I thought. If the Saints had an interest.
No, huh?
It's ATN.
Right, yeah, you did mention him yesterday.
Jennings, Louisiana.
Right.
Man, he was a big-time running back, and I know Coach O tried to get him, but Coach Miles was after another guy, and guess what? He's on the Saints team, too. Cam Akers.
Okay.
Cam was sort of a silent verbal commit to LSU. And at the last moment, decided going to Florida State.
Wow.
Mississippi guy.
Okay.
Deuce knows all about him. But he ends up at Florida State. And ATN got his feathers ruffled a little bit. Man, I'm from Louisiana. How come they're not, you know, after me?
Yeah.
And he went to Clemson instead. Had a great career there.
For sure.
First-round pick at Jacksonville. And we all saw it last week. We talked about it on the pregame. They are loaded at running back position. And I think they swing an ATN around the league to see what they could get in return for him. He's an interesting player because I think he'd be a good fit here. I don't know what you got to give up to get him. But, man, he can catch the ball. At one time, he couldn't catch the ball at all. But he learned how to catch, and he runs with power and speed. Whoever gets ATN, right spot, right position for him, they hit it big. Brian Robinson, man, think about all the adversity. He gets shot.
Yeah.
And comes back from that. But anybody that, plays in that 49er system seems to do pretty well in it, running the ball.
And you'll likely get a significant amount of snaps when you're behind Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, and, man, my thing is, McCaffrey's one thing. I want to run behind Trent Williams. Man, big Trent. Man, and even at his age, ain't nobody that can block like what he can.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We're at the Thibodeau Regional Wellness Center of getting ready to, for the kickoff of week zero of the 2025 series season between Nicholls State and Incarnate Word. That's noon tomorrow in Thibodeau. We're taking a break on Sports Talk right now. They'll be back right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into a special edition of Sports Talk live from Thibodeau Regional's Wellness Center. The first game of the 2025 college season. First nationally televised home opener at noon on ESPN2. Thibodeau Regional, the first official healthcare Nicholls Athletics, provider of Nicholls Athletics. Now happy to welcome in on the line Ryan Trahan, certified athletic trainer of Thibodeau Regional Sports Medicine Center. Ryan, thanks so much for the time. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I appreciate y'all having me on here.
Ryan, this is Mike. Great to have you on with us. And tomorrow, noontime, I know one thing. Unless we got rain like we just got, it's going to be hot. So part of your job is to make sure everybody stays hydrated. You might have to help a few people in the stands, too, with that hydration, water-wise, not some of the other stuff. But that is challenging, a 12-noon game and first game of the season. And to keep it, because the first thing that's going to happen, you're going to get some cramping and some you pull muscle cramping. And so that is a big responsibility, not only from a health standpoint, if somebody gets hurt, but also to keep everybody hydrated, cool, everything else. Because I know one thing, it ain't cold in South Louisiana in September, neither October. So we know what it's going to be like in August.
Yes, sir. It will be a little warm. But you know, we're living in Louisiana. It's something that we've gotten used to. You know, as far as the game goes, it's not something that we're not going to be familiar with. You know, it's hot outside, but that's when we practice. You know, I think the only complications really come in with guys that aren't from the state of Louisiana, which we do have that. But you know, we do a good job of, you know, creating our practice plans to adjust and, you know, take time in the heat and then get guys in the shade and then go in the heat. You know, it's all about, you know, acclimating guys to this type of temperature. And, you know, we're going to prepare for that going into a noon game. And we've been preparing for that.
Ryan, how much coordination do you do with Coach Rybacki now? Coach Rebo was here for so many years with the head coach and the coaching staff to kind of emphasize that to the team also, because that's where the message got to come from him, and you guys work with the team on a regular basis. So how much communication is there between you and the head coach just to emphasize, especially in these type of games? And also, too, is I think when it cools off, a lot of times guys, okay, it's not as hot, I won't drink as much. Well, the sun's still hitting on you and beating down on you. And the Saints went through that in California where it wasn't as hot, wasn't as humid, but still, you know, that you being out in that heat for a while, man, it takes its toll on you.
You're exactly right. You know, when it gets colder, guys do tend not to drink as much, but, you know, we have to educate them and tell them, you know, you're still sweating, you're still being active, your body is still losing fluids through sweat and everything else, you know. And like I said, the cliche of all this is education, you know, whether that's the players or anybody else, you know, your hydration doesn't just start the day of the game. Your hydration has to start, you know, the days before that, putting the right stuff into your body going into game day. If you're starting to put the right stuff in going on game day, you're already behind, you know. And then if you have a hot game or a noon game, you know, you're well behind, and you're going to have a tough time out there. As far as, you know, with coach, you know, our staff, our athletic training staff, including Tyler, you know, does a great job of, you know, having those discussions, talking about practice plans. You know, they came up with a good plan, like I discussed earlier, about, you know, being out in the sun for X amount of time and then coming inside under our covered facility and then going out for longer periods of time as the weeks go on. You know, those are the types of things that we do. Also incorporating when you put pads on, when you don't have pads on, to try to, you know, help guys, you know, acclimate a little bit easier. But that's also why you start these things a month ahead of time. You know, you have to get guys prepared. You know, they hadn't had pads on all summer long, and now we start putting those on, and all that weight and different things really will have an effect. You're going to start to sweat more. You're going to have that dehydration type of situations that do occur. And, you know, we just continue to educate our guys. We have lots of different things that we utilize outside of just your water to, you know, hydrate guys and keep them going out there, you know.
Ryan, I don't know if y'all still do it. Y'all give that little bit of honey? Man, you know, years ago, well, I'm talking about when I was a kid, so that was many years ago. But, man, they used to give you that little shot of honey before a game. And, you know, we thought that was a killer cure type of thing with it. I don't know if y'all do any of that today. That was many moons ago. Bobby and I still talk about that.
There's so many things. There's so many little, you know, remedies that people come up with, you know, everything from the mustard packets to now it's the pickle juice to, you know, like I said, there's so many different things that, you know, everybody's trying to get that little bit of an edge to try to, you know, get through it. And so there's so many things. We could talk about all those for a long, long time. So, but, you know, we utilize, you know, with the cold tubs and things like that still, you know, ice towels during practice. I know you saw those types of things during camps and stuff, you know, anything to kind of get the body temperature down and, you know, help guys through, you know, the heat.
To have the indoor facility, Ryan, I mean, that's got to be a godsend too, because not only from a situation that doesn't break up practice, and because, you know, when you get a storm pass, they got lightning. So you best get out of there because, you know, people say lightning don't strike twice in the same spot. They don't live where we live. That's all I can tell them. I've seen it hit the same spot three or four times. So, man, to have that indoor facility has really been super for the Colonels.
Absolutely. You know, we've been blessed to have that. You know, you mentioned lightning and weather, you know, you don't have to miss practices, but, you know, just like we discussed the heat, I mean, look, I'm telling you, I think it's at least a 20 degree difference from out in the middle of the sun to underneath that covered area. Like, just to be able to, you know, get guys out of the sun for periods of time. And, you know, like you mentioned, being safe as far as the bad weather has been truly amazing for us.
Ryan, you part of this group that sets everything up for Louisiana Line Camp, Manning Passing Academy, and then Dr. Elias's camp that he has. And yeah, you don't have enough people on the staff, so kind of tell everybody, you guys recruit people from outside the area and other states even that come in here to basically work with you guys at these camps to understand what it is to work with large groups. The Manning Passing Academy, you talk about 1,300 guys. Louisiana Line Camp, they had over 750. I think it was over 300 for Dr. Elias's camp. That's a lot of people, okay? You don't have enough athletic trainers, even if you pull all of them together to do it, and you guys basically do a recruiting deal to bring people in from outside to help out.
Yes, sir. It's been a process over the years, you know, to continue to get people, to continue to have enough staff, because like you mentioned, all these camps just continue to grow. I feel like every single year we get to one, they say record-breaking numbers and record-breaking. I'm still trying to wonder where they're putting all these kids when they come here. But, you know, for us, you know, we do have to rely heavily on recruiting. We recruit our area here with, you know, local athletic trainers from the parish, high school athletic trainers, college athletic trainers. You know, those are the people that help us on the field, you know, helping with deal with injuries and emergency situations. And then along with that, you know, we have to reach out to local high schools and then the colleges that have athletic training programs across the area. You know, I know for Manning, we went all the way from Texas to, I think, Florida. We've had people from Alabama. You know, we continue to branch out and try to see who, you know, would be willing to come down and help us. And, you know, look, we try to get as many people as available, you know, and try to continue to do the best job that we can as far as taking care of these young athletes when they're here on our campus.
Ryan, you've been part of this a long time, so you've seen the growth here at the hospital, and to see this, the wellness center. And I was telling Stevie, he didn't see part two yet, you know, with the volleyball courts and the tennis courts and everything. And then they have the new cancer institute here. It's remarkable here, because I think if I'd have told you that even, say, 15 years ago, nobody would have believed it. To see the growth in the hospital and the wellness center is certainly a big part of the growth here, and then also the Cancer Institute. It's remarkable to see where at one time this was nothing but cane field, nothing but cane field, and to see what's happened here in Thibodaux.
Yes, it was cane field for a long time, you know, when I went to school here at Nichols, but it's absolutely incredible. You know, you mentioned it, you know, that to understand the facilities that we have here in Thibodaux, Louisiana, you know, stuff that you've got to drive to major cities and stuff like that to see is absolutely incredible. You know, the vision and the things that Mr. Stock has done here and put out, you know, is incredible. And even, you know, myself working at Nichols, it's a tremendous thing for our student athletes. You know, a lot of our sports utilize these facilities, and they're by far some of the best facilities in our conference. And I'm sure even some of the places that we go that are mid-major and things like that, you know, to have that many tennis courts, to have that many beach volleyball courts, you know, is absolutely remarkable. And, you know, we can only thank Thibodaux Regional for that. And you're right, they're just tremendous facilities, and we're just lucky to have them.
How many people work with you on game day, Ryan?
Ooh, you know, everybody from physicians to staff. You know, we have anywhere from, you know, 15, 20, sometimes more than that people. And that's just our athletic training staff, the students that help us, the physicians, dietitians, just that, you know, we have that amount of people, you know, with us. That doesn't include, you know, the equipment staff that we work, you know, hand in hand with, whether that's setting up the field in the middle of games, during certain situations. There's a lot of hands on deck, you know, and we all have to work well together.
So you don't get to go to the tailgating. You don't get to eat the barbecue and stuff like that. Or do you sneak around? You don't need to tell me if you don't answer it. We good.
No. Listen, we depending on the time, depending on kickoff, you know, with a noon kickoff, we're going to get there and it's going to be go up until we start getting guys ready, you know, with taping and things like that. Occasionally, if we get everything done in time, we can sneak away and kind of see what everybody's got going on. But no, there's not too much downtime on game day when it involves all that setup. You know, I make the joke, you know, the field doesn't set up itself. All that stuff out there with the fans and the tents, and it doesn't just magically appear, you know, at kickoff. So there's a lot of going on. But, you know, just like we talk about with camp, there's just a lot of that goes on behind the scenes that, you know, a lot of people don't get to see. You know, they get to show up, and next you know, we kick off, and it's go time. So, you know, but we try. If we can, I'll try to get out there, see who's got what cooking, you know?
I got you. Listen, man, can't thank you and Tyler and everybody involved with it to get them ready. It's just unbelievable to see the amount of work that gets involved with it, and people watching on television or in the stands, they don't see a lot of that. And so, man, congratulations for everything you do for Nichols State and also for the people here at Thibodaux Regional.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, I appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the time for sure. And, Mike, yeah, that's something if, you know, you're interested in getting involved in sports and maybe can't be a player getting on the field and not into scouting or something, you know, being an athletic trainer is definitely interesting.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Thibodaux Regional and Nichols have teamed up, and you probably passed by it. They got it all kind of walled off. They're building and expanding the nursing center here.
Okay.
Here. And so, you know, because one of the things that's not going away is the medical industry.
For sure.
That's always going to be in place. We're living longer as a society today, and people get to a certain age, and, you know, they need medical care. And so that was part of, I know, what Greg Stock and everybody at Thibodaux Regional wanted to do to try to expand that and also get a better group of nurses and people in the nursing facilities, because there aren't enough. And a lot of people, they get the degree here, but they may go somewhere else,
sure,
you know, in another state, another town. And so you need them here in the Bayou area.
We're broadcasting live from the Thibodaux Regional Wellness Center. The Wellness Center holds the award as the Certified Fitness Center Facility of the Year, folks. Me and Mike Dettillier hanging out till 7 o'clock. You can stop by, say hey on our WWL Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Talking Nichols football, Saints football, LSU, Tulane, whatever you want. Taking a break right now, though. Come back with more right after this on WWL. Welcome back here into Sports Talk. We're at the Thibodaux Regional Health System Wellness Center broadcasting here. Mike, checking out social media as we get ready for some preseason action this evening. The Atlanta Falcons and Dallas Cowboys taking on each other. Michael Parsons was walking down one of the hallways, and someone shouts out to him, "Come to the Falcons!" He responds with just the make a phone call gesture up to his head. It's so funny that this has carried on, and I just don't know the resolution. I feel like Parsons isn't going anywhere there. I feel like he's going to be staying in Dallas, even though it's gotten ugly.
It's gotten really ugly, and what it would cost you, you know, because
to normally, trade and then pay him.
Yeah, because normally a trade like this, and it's going to cost you a lot of money to sign him.
And then give him assets.
Yeah, and the assets you're going to have to give up. No, because the one thing with Trey, he's got a little bit of age on him. Not that he can't play, but Hendrickson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of age, and so the asking price won't be as much for him. And, I, you know, I don't know what's going to happen there either, because sort of boxed him. And, you know, you could say, well, Micah could sit out the year, but then you lose a year. It's not the accrued year that he would want. And you got two stubborn guys there now, you know, with the agent and Micah on one side and Jerry,
Cold Jerry,
on the other. But I know one thing, the Cowboys can't win without him. They can't win without Micah.
The Bengals, you mentioned Trey Hendrickson, that defense is awful with him.
With him, so that shows you that it's a shootout. Take the over. And so if you're listening take the over with the Bengals, because they're going to score and they're going to give up a ton of points.
Again, yesterday for the Panthers preseason finale, they didn't play any of their starters.
None.
Surprised to see not any more action, though, for Bryce Young. I guess they're confident in what they got with him.
I guess they are, and at least Bryce played in the preseason.
Yeah, right.
Penix didn't play at all.
No, Atlanta's crazy.
No, we got told that 2 weeks ago. We had Jen Hale on, and Jen does the sideline reporting for the Falcons now with the group with DJ Shockley, and she was like, Mike, he's not playing.
Not a series.
Not nothing. Not taking a snap. I was like, Jen, what kind of experience he got? A handful of games? Come on, he needs that time. She was like, listen, you're preaching to the choir here. But that was the decision of Raheem Morris not to play him.
And
I'm shocked at that. I really am.
It seems that in tomorrow's Saints game, we're going to get starters from both sides of the ball.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to see Kamara. I would doubt that, seriously.
Yeah, I know that Kellen Moore mentioned that some veterans said they want to get a little action going. I can't imagine you'd want to put someone like DeMario, Alvin Kamara out there. There's no sense in that.
Bubble wrap them guys. And, yeah, hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks. I know Bobby, when he was out in California, was telling us, man, DeMario was popping people left and right.
Yeah.
When the Saints and the Rams practiced. So
he's got enough of that physical contact.
What? How Ricky Jackson used to say that, man, practice is for the unskilled. And so I get it. You know, let the young guys go out there and practice a lot and play in the preseason game. And what I'm interested in, does Devin Neal play in this game?
Kind of needs to.
Because I know he drew high praise from Kellen Moore. Really did. You know, the one thing which always sort of scares me about a rookie player, and, you know, I heard Coach Payton talk about, you know, the receiver the Saints got and sort of pumped him up a little bit about, you know, he's got Marcus Colston traits, and then he deals him off. And he does help the Saints. They don't have
Absolutely.
A receiver like him. It does help the Saints. But Kellen Moore is different to talk about rookies. How he talks about a Kelvin Banks. How he's talked about Quincy Riley, Danny Stutzman. Early on, Devin Neal.
Right.
He brought up, and then lately he's talked about Fadil Diggs, the edge rusher from Syracuse, who started out at A&M and then ended up at Syracuse.
And then I think postgame even was bragging about Sanker.
Oh, no question about him. And then you got an undrafted rookie that was supposed to play guard. He played center, and now he's back at guard.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how all that goes. But he's different. I think Sean's mentality a lot of time, Coach Payton, was, man, I ain't pumping up no rookie. I'm not
sure.
Saying nothing good about him. Oh, yeah, you know, he looked good here and there, but, you know, hey, he didn't do this right. And he was always the flip of the pancake. Coach Moore is not like that. You know, he's sharp with every answer, though. He don't stretch the rubber band to give you an answer.
He also seems very happy. We'll see how long that lasts this season.
Well, when you start losing, it gets you unhappy. That's all I can tell you.
What we're going to do is take a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back at the Thibodeau Regional Health System Wellness Center. Stay tuned for even more right after this on WWL. You know it. Stay tuned for more of our special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're live from the Thibodeau Regional Wellness Center. First game of the 2025 college season. First nationally televised home opener game tomorrow, noon on ESPN2. Nichols will be in action. Thibodeau Regional, also the official healthcare provider to Nichols Athletics. Stay tuned for more at the top of the hour news break. We'll be back after this on WWL, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.